Well, the president is going to come out and talk about this on Wednesday, but we have confirmation from senior administration officials and the White House press secretary, Jen Psaki, also confirmed it on the record on Tuesday. Essentially, the United States is going to pull all of its troops out of Afghanistan by September 11th. Now, what is also interesting is there will be several thousand U.S. troops staying on the ground in Afghanistan beyond this May 1st deadline of this year that had been agreed to in a deal last year with the Taliban when Donald Trump was president.
Now, what does this mean in terms with the deal with the Taliban? Because during the past administration, final withdrawal of U.S. troops was always going to be conditioned based. And during the past year, after the deal was reached with the United States, there have been acts of violence that the Taliban has claimed. So, what is the Pentagon and other officials saying about those conditions on the ground that warrant this final withdrawal of troops?
Well, this really, according to the analysts you speak with, is not so much about the Taliban upholding conditions they agreed to, but rather about the United States deciding that after 20 years, it's time to get out, regardless of really what's happening on the ground in Afghanistan. And the Taliban were supposed to show up at a meeting this month that the Turks had announced, but now they're saying, according to one tweeted response, that they will not attend that meeting in Turkey until the United States removes all of its troops from Afghanistan. So a big question mark looming over the overall peace process for Afghanistan. But of course, that big question mark has been there for some time.